Blog Talk Radio.
Off on another Tarot Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome, everyone. I'm Bax Carlisle, a tarot advisor and numerologist, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. If you're wondering about our intro music, actually, that was the track The Fool from a 22-track album called Tarot by French-Canadian composer Rajan Paquin. And that's been the theme song for 11 years now on Tarot Today Radio. Joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host. She's a certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. She's Mary Brown, coming to live from Amarillo, Texas. Let's bring her on here. Hey, Mary. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday, everybody. Woo.
We are back again.
Oh, yes, we are. How exciting.
I love our
fun
Saturday shows. Yeah.
I do too. Especially when we do our psychic spin episodes. I think those are my favorite.
Right. If you're new to the broadcast, it's the last Saturday that we're on the air for each month. We do the psychic spin. And we ask the big questions. How does the universe work? Is there the divine? Is there time travel? Some of them are tongue-in-cheek, you know. We asked about Santa and the elves in December, right?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
We did.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we come up with the ideas or it's something that's, you know, in the news that people have been talking about, current events, things like that. But you're more than welcome to contact Mary or I and let us know what you want to know from the universe. Now, of course, we're not talking about our personal issues. You know, you just call in during the show and we can do a mini reading with you or what have you, you know, for your everyday life, love, career, that kind of thing. These are the big questions, things you've always wanted to know, and we'll pull tarot cards on it and see what comes up. So just let us know what you'd like. And one of our listeners actually sent in a question that we're going to take a look at. But we are a live call-in show. Besides doing the psychic spin segment, we're going to be doing open lines all show. You can call in for a mini reading, like I said, but you can also call in to ask questions like you've always wondered about this aspect of tarot or this particular card or numerology or Reiki or crystals or psychic development. We do life coaching, hypnosis, NLP, EFT. I mean, it just goes on for forever, Mary. So any questions you have, and give us a ring at 714-816-4628. I see a lot of people popping on the phone lines already. If you're on the fence, you know, should I call in? Yeah, you want to call in now because you want to grab your spot and hold it because we take the calls in the order that they come in. If you call in later, you're going to be way at the bottom of the list. Or if you're on the caller lines now and you hang up and call back in, yeah, it's going to pop you to the bottom. Yeah, so you want to hold that spot there. Call in right now. Secure your spot at 714-816-4628. You could also join us on our chat post, right, Mary?
Yes, you can.
We have a chat
post
going.
You can join us on our chat post. And they can post questions there, too, if they don't want to be on the air, but they want to ask a question for a psychic spin or even a personal reading, since we're doing mini readings for callers. They can also do it through chat.
Yeah, I see Charlotte in there and Rini in there as well. It's actually a post on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Now, of course, you can just search for Psychic Talk Radio. There's a page in a group. Like the page, join the group, and you can search for it. But the easy way to get there is just to open a new tab in your browser. You type in psychictalk.net/chat, and that'll take you right over there, psychictalk.net/chat. It'll take you right over there. You just get into the comments. You know how people comment on Facebook posts? We use it like a chat room. So get into the comments at the bottom of that post, and you can ask us questions. You can talk to the other listeners. You can comment on the topic, put in your 2 cents, pull cards, what have you. And you can also ask for a mini reading right there from the chat. So today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. Yep, we're in our 17th year. Stop by and visit us on the web at thetarotguild.com. That's our big social networking website, you know, with all the features of the other big social media websites, Facebook, what have you, only it's all tarot all the time. And you can join as an associate member for free. Just go over to thetarotguild.com. And, of course, we're going to be doing the mini readings, but if you want to book a longer session, maybe you don't want to air the dirty laundry live on air. You know, it's just me, Mary, and you, and, you know, 10,000 other people listening. But but if you'd like to do a private reading or a longer reading, remember, we only have a couple of minutes with you on the air here because there's other callers. But you can book a reading from our pages. Go to psychictalk.net/Mary, and you can read all about Mary, and you can contact her through that page. You can also book a session right there on the page. Same for me. I'm on the Tarot Guild site, thetarotguild.com/DAX, D-A-X, The Tarot Guild, and Mary is psychictalk.net/Mary. And you can order a reading from us right there. What else is going on, Mary, before we get to the callers here in the psychic screen?
Well, I'm hoping that it's finally really spring, like in, you know, spring that I can perceive rather than just a date on the calendar. I am done with these crazy weather events. That's how I look at it. So spring has sprung. Ideally, it's kind of warm here today. So, you know, it's a great time, you know, to kind of get into that energy of spring and clean out the closets, you know, refresh everything, maybe grow some plants, plant some plants if the cold weather's finally gone. I'm excited for spring. I've been looking forward to it.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because today is the perfect day for that. It's the 27th. 2 + 7 = 9. 9 is the number of completion, the end of a cycle in numerology, and it is the time to literally and figuratively clear out the closets as well. And the entire date reduces to 8, which is abundance. And for the tarot card of the day, I got the 10 of cups, you know, showing ultimate abundance in family life and friendships and happy, harmonious home life and things like that, you know. So if you're seeking the abundance, the way you do that is you make room for it, and that's that 9 number. And boy, what a nice synchronicity, Mary. You just allowed me to jump in, do the numerology of the day and the tarot of the day, and we're done already. There you go. Hey, what's your card of the day?
I pulled a card of the day from Madame Endora's Fortune Cards by Christine Philippak, and
oh, I love it.
You should look at it. It is such a beautiful card. It's an oracle deck, and they have a card for called the Knight, you know, KNIGHT, and it's just the illustration is just gorgeous, and the message is triumphing over adversity. So I feel like we all have dealt with adversity in one degree or another, especially last year and this year. And it's just a beautiful card. So everybody go take a look at that on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. And if you haven't joined the group yet, you got to join the group. And we have a page as well. So like the page, join the group, and look at the card because it's just gorgeous.
I saw it too. It is. It's a really nice card and got some likes and loves and positive comments on that card. It really is amazing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it would make a great Knight of Swords card because a knight has a sword in his hand. But I don't know if she's into tarot or not, but man, I was excited to see that. I'm like, okay, that's a good sign for all of us. It's like we can overcome.
The artist needs to do a whole tarot deck, I think, yeah. I did want to mention, if you were here last week and we weren't, it was because we had to unexpectedly cancel the show. So last week on Friday, I had my first COVID vaccine shot, and I was fine. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday and Sunday, I just got hit with all of these, weird things, chills for a while, then a body aches, then a fever, and yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was knocked out all weekend, and my second shot is on Friday, April 16th. We had already planned, Dr. Rose and I, to take that Friday off, and I was talking to Mary, and we're going to take that Saturday off just in case it hits me again.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to be getting the shots. Did you get your shots yet?
I know. I've got mine coming up. I'm going to go next week and get my first one. Which kind of shot did you get? It's the Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson?
Moderna.
There's like so many. The Moderna.
Yeah,
that's
I went
what
down
we
to,
have here, too.
I went down to the VA, and like a lot of people in Tucson are actually getting Pfizer, but I went to the VA, and they're doing Moderna. And they had these tents in the parking lot, air-conditioned tents, and you walk in there, and it's, military efficiency, and I'm looking around and I'm going, God, I feel like I'm back in the military again.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I was talking to the nurse and I said, I miss the jet injectors. And she was, really young. And she's like, what's that? And I'm like, it's a needleless injector of vaccines. And that's how we got our vaccines in the military back in the day. It started in the, mid to late 50s and lasted to the 60s, 70s, 80s. And they stopped using them in the 90s, mostly because they found out that they were not cleaning it right and like going too quickly between people getting injected. And they would move a blood pathogen from the person in front of you back to you,
Right.
So people got like Hep C and stuff from that, and they sued and, they got a percentage of disability from the VA.
They look sort of like a drill, like a little hand drill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it had hoses coming off of it. It was powered by air that way, and they really are great. There's no needle.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't not hurt, but it doesn't hurt as much as a needle does. And they have new ones. They have handheld ones that are powered by CO2, but they're not widespread yet. And that by the way, that's actually how Dr. McCoy in the original series of Star Trek, he had the hypo spray. That's where the hypospray came from. Yes, they modeled it after the jet injectors that the U.S. military was using. And by the way, of course, it's the future, so you figure, well, we don't use needles anymore. It's the future, right? But you know what the real reason was that they had to come up with the hypospray idea and they borrowed it from, you know, the military concept?
Mm-hmm.
It's because CBS television at the time, you were not allowed to show a needle or an eject and live on air.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they had to come up with something different, so they came up with that. Really cool stuff. Oh, one last thing before we get into our fabulous psychic spin and start taking some phone calls here at 714-816-4628. I did want to mention that we're almost into April, and I think it's our – I want to say it's our – yeah, our first show in April is Friday, April 2nd, and it's going to be our 700th episode on Psychic
Wow.
Talk. 700 episodes. So join us, help us celebrate. Mary, if you're around, pop on. You know, we should try to get a bunch of the hosts to call in, and maybe even some past hosts. You know, that would be fun. And celebrate our 700th episode. I can't believe it's been 700 episodes. Amazing stuff.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
So one of our newer members on the Tarot Guild website at thetarotguild.com, shameless plug, is Alice Moon. And she joined the professional membership, getting certified, all that kind of thing. And she
awesome.
Said, hi, Dax, I have a question for Psychic Spin. Does the multiverse really exist, and how many dimensions are there? I thought that was a really great question. And the thing is, we've actually had this question before, part of it. You know, we did a psychic spin back in like late 2019, and it was on infinite universes, which is basically the same thing. It's the multiverse. On TV they were doing that crossover in all the superhero shows, you know, where it's the multiverse. And oh my God. So we asked the tarot about it back then, and you can still listen to that show in archive. What you do is go over to psychictalk.net. Now, it's not on the first page, you know, the main page, but if you get onto any other page on the website, like let's say our upcoming shows, so you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Or you're on psychictalk.net and you click on upcoming shows or something in the nav bar there. On the right-hand side, this is on desktops, obviously, or laptops. On the right-hand side column, otherwise if you're on a phone or a tablet, you got to scroll down. And it'll be on the right-hand side, though, on desktops and laptops. You scroll to the bottom, there's a search box. Just type in infinite. INFINITE, type in infinite and do a search, and I think a couple of things will pop up. One of them is our psychic spin segment on infinite universes. You can go listen to that. So, you know, does the multiverse really exist? Well, you know, we pulled a bunch of cards on that back then, and I actually listened to the show again yesterday. And, you know, my whole theory on it was that they existed in the super consciousness in the spiritual realm, but were not made manifest. But that the actual manifested universe requires sentient beings. And it's too long of a explanation for me to get into right now. But my answer was yes and no. Was my basic answer to that one. You know, we can always, you know, pull some more cards and see what comes up. But
I just did.
Alice's, what'd you get? But first of all, I want to say Alice's second part of the question is what I'm interested in is how many dimensions are there? Because, you know, scientists are always talking about, you know, the multidimensional, not just the multiple 10. Universes, but the multiple dimensions, and they typically say 11. But I'm going to pull some cards on that too.
Okay.
So you pulled some cards on the multiverse. What'd you get?
You know, it's interesting. I feel like it's saying, like, you know, the theory needs more development, really. You know, the Fool card comes up here. You know, so anything's
mm-hmm.
possible, right, with the Fool. But it, I also have the Eight of Wands and the Ace of Wands, too, and the Eight of Pentacles, the Six of Cups. So I feel like it's saying, like, okay, look, you know, there's got to be more effort put into the theory as it exists right now. That, you know, as the theory stands, you know, it doesn't really reflect what
mm-hmm.
the reality is, in a sense. And, you know, I feel like it's saying, like, go back to the drawing board on this. So I feel like, you know, don't throw
I
the
think you've got
whole
something.
Thing out, but it needs more development.
Right.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to jump in on that because I think you said something along the same lines when we did this before, the Infinite Universes show, about the theory needs to be developed more. And my comment on it, I think if I'm remembering correctly from that show, was that, you know, scientists are – they're trying to solve math equations. It usually starts with math, you know, not with cosmology and all the other, you know, physics and everything. It trickles down into those and they do tests. But it starts with math, and they're trying to solve a particular math equation. And the only way they can get it to work, or one of the ways, is if there are an infinite number of universes. And so they come up with these hypotheses. You know, they don't know or notice. They look out there in the heavens and notice, oh, look, there's you know,
multiple
universes. You know, no, you can't see the other universes. Yeah. And so my point on that was that they come up with these hypotheses, but then writers of, like, science fiction and you know, books and television and movies and things like that, you know, they latch onto these concepts and they slip into our culture, you know, everyday language, and into all of our fiction shows and novels and movies and stuff like that, where it's not even been developed or tested. But, you know, writers don't know. They're just, you know, talking to the scientists, and the scientists say, oh, yeah, it looks like there's, you know, billions and billions and trillions, or like an infinite number of universes, and, you know, each universe is like slightly different from ours, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and they just use it in science fiction, and then suddenly everybody, you know, thinks it's a real thing when it's never even been tested yet, you know. That
well,
was my
always,
take on
it. You know, that's a great thing about science, is it, you know, it's always like trying to answer the question, you know, like what is going on
mm-hmm.
here, and like the multiverse theory, you know, it kind of, I think, started with the, you know, the idea of inflation, right? So that idea that the expansion, that it seems like the universe is expanding, you know, infinitely,
mm.
just keeps expanding, except for places where it doesn't. So what's happening in those places where it doesn't seem to be expanding? Well, is that a little bubble that another universe exists? You know, it's like they're trying to figure out the thing that doesn't fit the original theory of expansion.
Right.
You know,
actually,
so it's like, how
it's
do
interesting.
We do that? Yeah.
It's interesting because what you just brought up is a perfect example of what I was talking about. The original concept of the Big Bang, and so the universe expands out, but then it should be retracting at this point. But it's not. It's expanding. And in order to figure that out, you know, they had to come up with something. So they said, well, there's this thing, dark energy and dark matter, and that's what's fueling the expansion. But the reason why they call it dark, folks, is that they can't find it. They've never seen it. It's never been tested. Yes, you know, it's a hypothesis. It is a guess, you know, but even
no.
that has trickled into our consciousness, you know, in the general public, where we're all talking about, you know, dark energy and dark matter, and it's in our science fiction shows now and everything, you know, and it's like, oh man, it's again,
yeah.
you know, let them figure it out. And I want to tell you real quick what I got in the cards though, Mary, because it goes perfectly
yeah.
with what you said. I got the Empress card, which is a card of growth. It's exactly what you were saying, that, you know, it needs more growth. The Wheel of Fortune, the Four of Cups, you know, the Four of Cups is telling me that there's more to it, like you were saying,
yeah.
that it has to be fleshed out more. And then I got the Nine of Swords. You know, swords are thoughts and ideas. It's up in our head. And that's all it is right now is a theory in scientists' heads, you know, and it also has it also fits nicely with my concept of the idea that the multiple universes exist in the consciousness form, but they're not manifested into reality. The version of the you know, infinite, you have an infinite number of universes, but the version that is being manifest is the one that we're in. And that would take too long to explain, so I'll just leave it there. What were you going to say, Mary?
No, I don't know. No, but you know, the second part of the question, how many dimensions are there?
I like that one.
I like that one too, because that's different, you know, because really it's, you know, a dimension is an aspect of a universe, you know, when you think of our, you know, three dimensions, you know, that we are
right.
usually aware of, you know, and then the fourth dimension, which scientists think is time, and then, but how many might there be, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, not even looking at the cards, my theory on this always was because I play with numbers, being a numerologist. And I always wondered, why are there only nine whole numbers in numerology? Well, in all of mathematics, you know, why is there only one through nine? And I thought, maybe that's because that is the number of dimensions, nine dimensions. However, the number that I hear most often thrown around nowadays is 11. 11 is the master illuminator number. It's a master number in numerology. The only numbers that, you know, all large numbers in numerology, we reduce to a single digit to that energy, except for master numbers, which can be two-digit numbers, three-digit numbers, like 333, 444, the angel numbers are actually master numbers. And then they go all the way out to as far as nine digits because you have nine whole numbers. And I actually have a chart that shows you all the master numbers going out to, you know, 9999999. And that makes a lot of sense to me also. It fits in with the numerology. It makes a lot of sense that there would be 11. And it's interesting. When I pull cards, I get the Three of Swords. And, you know, talking about, for me, the first thing that popped in my head was, you know, the three dimensions that we experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got 5, 5, 1. 11. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
It is interesting.
Did you pull any cards?
Yes. I got the Hermit. I got the Nine of Wands, the Nine of Swords, and I got the Two of Swords. So, you know, I feel like and the Five of Wands, you know. Okay, and the Page of Pentacles. So, again, you know, there's more that we got to learn here. I have a really weird, you know, feeling. I feel like there's nine, and then there's two that are like, so maybe, you know, okay, I could easily
11.
Go with
2 plus 9 is 11.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I could easily go with 11, but there's something about two of the dimensions that I feel is like maybe maybe they're like not always there. Which is
oh,
a weird
yeah.
thing to say. Or maybe there's two dimensions that are kind of like they're dependent upon each other.
But this whole thing
so
requires us to wrap our brains around something we weren't meant to wrap our brains around anyway. So it's perfectly
right.
fine that you would come up with something like that, right? I can throw another monkey wrench into it to make it even crazier. And this is something I thought about a long time ago when I was contemplating the 11 versus the 9 and the nine whole numbers. In numerology, the master illuminator number, a lot of the scientists are throwing around 11. And I thought, what if there's 11 dimensions, but then just like in music, there's nine octaves of each dimension. So you have 11 dimensions times nine octaves, 99 total.
You know,
which would make a lot of sense because 99 is a
yeah. It's interesting. You mentioning music made me think that maybe those two that I think are dependent on each other is actually like a chord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's an idea. Yeah, I like that one. Oh, let me throw in though that I'm actually using the term wrong. Octave. Actually, the 11. The 11 dimensions would be 11 octaves and made up of nine notes, the nine whole numbers.
Oh, right.
Each one containing all nine. Anyway, that's my theory. And it's just as good as any other scientist's theory out there because they don't know either.
Yeah, you know, so we've got nine, we've got 11, we've got those two numbers floating up for Alice's question, but there's something going on. There's a lot more to learn, you know, and that's, you know, oh, I know what I was going to say before is like the thing that I think sometimes is we love certainty. We love the idea
right.
of things being certain and things being concrete. And even like the widest accepted theories that we have in our world are actually still just theories. But we forget
mm-hmm.
about that part. You know, we don't like the idea that it's just a theory. But that's
yeah,
kind of the,
there's no concreteness there. Yeah. And the other thing is,
right.
is that theories – there are theories that have come and gone, and
yeah.
in the public consciousness, they're still there, even though scientists gave up on them
yeah.
like 11 years ago. For instance, the Big Bang. We still all talk about the Big Bang, and scientists don't even think there was a Big Bang anymore. They have a different – it's sort of like the Big Bang, but it's not. And they have a completely different concept now. Same thing with, you know, how old is the universe and it's still on Wikipedia. It's like 13 billion or something like that. Let me put that in. Age of the universe and see what number it gives
me here. I think
it's
here. Like 13.8 or something.
13.8 billion years. Yeah, that's the number. But I was listening to a scientist recently that said just a couple of years ago they did a massive recalculation and remeasurements and everything like to 11 billion, not 13.8 billion. So, you know, as far as the rest of us and even Google search, it's still 13.8, even though scientists have given up on that number, you know, and it's going to take another decade before, oh yeah, they figured this out 15 years ago that it's actually 11 billion. So we're always
yeah.
behind the times, you know, what's
well,
going on in science.
And the yeah, well, the thing is like unless it's like you're, you know, unless you work as a scientist or you know, and in that particular field of science, you know,
mm-hmm.
generally the average bear does not keep up with this stuff, right? We've got lives,
right.
we've got dogs, we've got to, you know, figure out what we're cooking for dinner. You know, so most people, what I hear is them saying, "Well, I learned, and when I was in, you know, middle school that the earth is this and that, and
in 1970.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, and did you ever, you know, read up on the latest science news since then? No,
mm-hmm.
you know, because why would you? You know, so that's like that. Like you and me, I think we're kind of weird because
we're nerds on
we're
this
nerds.
Stuff.
you
yeah,
know, we're kind of into this stuff, so we read about like
yeah.
the latest like theories, the latest discoveries and stuff. But the average person doesn't, and they just kind of work off, you know, what they learned in elementary school or grade school or high school or even college. I mean, even, you know, everything's constantly in flux. Change is the one constant, right? You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's like you got to keep up with it. And basically the one thing that the other thing that stayed the same is like, we just really don't know yet on most
mm-hmm.
things. A great question from Alice. Thanks so much for
Alice.
Those.
That was great. And,
oh,
and you can do the same thing. You know, if you got a big question like that and you want us to pull tarot cards and see what comes up, hey, it's fun. It's all in fun, folks. And it's interesting to contemplate. So, you know, if you have any big questions, get a hold of Mary or me and say, hey, I got a question for Psychic Spin. And actually on our posts, for each episode, you'll find them at psychictalk.net/Saturdays. I have a link on almost every episode, and I have a whole on the Tarot Guild site, thetarotguild.com. I have a whole article about it and ways to contact us. And I also have a post every month where you can just write on in the comments on the post what you'd like us to ask the universe about whatever topic you would like us to ask about. You know, anything. It could be anything. It could be something in the news, something that's on everybody's mind, you know, but you know, stick to the big questions though. We want big stuff. Yeah, so there you go. There's the psychic spin for another month. And we'll be back, you know, next month. The next psychic spin is actually on the 24th of April. So get your suggestions in before the 24th of April. All righty. Let's see. 714-816-4628. We're going to take calls the rest of the show. Mary, do you want to let us know what's coming up on the network? We have a lot of great shows coming up.
Yes, we do. So what we have coming up this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, our next show is going to be tomorrow, Sunday, March 28th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Magic Universe Show with your host, Sharona Rapsik. She's going to be talking about the magic of angel colors, plus taking your calls with open lines and free tarot mini readings and angel Reiki as well. And then Monday, March 29th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, is the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And that'll be followed on Wednesday. Now, this one's at a different time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. It's the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with your host, Catherine Hahn. And she's going to be doing a series wrap-up of her Back to Basics, the Psychic Senses, and March series, and offering free on-air guidance so you can call into to her show as well. And then Dax will be back on Friday for the 700th episode on Psychic Talk Radio during the Doctors Are In show with his co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and they will be offering free tarot mini readings and life coaching. And then I'll be back on Saturday, April 3rd, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, for There's a Rock for That. And I'm going to be talking about crystal oracle decks and my featured crystal are tektites. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll be doing free crystal mini readings for callers as well. And that's what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find the list of our upcoming shows by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and they're all listed right there for you. Back to you, Dax.
Awesome. So let's take a look over here. The switchboard is still lit up like a Christmas tree, but the first caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 831. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 831.
I'm calling from California. Did you say city or state?
Oh, however you want to do it. You know, just
state
where you're calling from and your name.
Oh, okay. It's Christina, and I'm calling from California, Monterey Bay area, next to Pebble Beach, Monterey.
Oh, I love Monterey Bay.
I'm
do.
So jealous.
It's beautiful.
I used to live there. I went to DLI on the Presidio.
Oh, that's so, it's so pretty, and, it's just home, you know, grown up here in this area, and it's magical, and, you know, I'm happy to be here. Not about the prices.
No.
But,
hey, can I ask you a question, you know,
sure.
Since you live there, is Campagno still around with the break
it
sandwiches?
It is, and Mr. Campagno is still there. Yes, it's still as busy as ever, lines out the door, and then I would come in as a little girl and turn in my soda bottle so I could get those candy cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
I love that.
Yeah,
so what did you want to talk about? Oh, I'm so glad that it exists. Best sandwich I ever had.
Yeah, oh, it's wonderful, and they have a great broccoli bacon salad and, you know, lots of wonderful dishes. And Mr. Campagno's mom does all those salads. So the question I have is, am I going to, with the person that I've been involved with, for many, many years, it's been like a break for the past few years, and I'm wanting to know if this person's going to have a change of heart, and if I'm, you know, going to be, you know, okay physically, you know, just don't want anything. I don't know, this person's just, you know, I don't really, unpredictable, I guess.
And you want to know if they're coming back into your life. And
yeah, whether it's a friend or whether it's romantic, but, you know, I'm really just not sure. Like,
you wouldn't happen to know, would he be one of the earth signs in astrology?
Aquarius?
I'm just wondering. Aquarius, okay, so he is air. Oh, I'm just asking because the only person that's showing up is the Knight of Pentacles. Now, of course, it doesn't have to be an earth sign. It could just be somebody that has those qualities. Somebody that's practical, sensuous, patient, methodical, takes the sensible course, you know, that kind of thing. The thing about him, though, is that he's facing the other way and moving slowly away. Now, when I ask it as a straightforward yes, no, I get three yeses, two nos. You know, it's possible, you know, that he could come back into your life. But it's not a sure thing, like a strong yes, four or five cards. So, you know, I the feeling I get from this is that, you know, it's just dependent on something else. The Sun card shows up, which is a good sign, all right? But it would require some effort on your part if you actually wanted it to happen.
Well, I made a really good effort by sending some clear boundaries, which I think pulled the rug out from underneath him. And I matter.
Yeah. And that could be why he's he's heading off in a different direction. You know, that could be why. That could be why. And I don't know. I just have I don't have a great feeling about it myself. But let's see what Mary's getting, because maybe she'll shed some more insight on it. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, I don't get anything showing like a return, okay, like somebody coming back in. I get the Knight of Swords. Now that, you know, could be seen as an air sign. But right next to it is in the center is the Nine of Wands. What you said, I matter, I think is really, really important. You know, that's the key to
right.
it. You setting healthy boundaries. That's exactly what should happen in our relationships, right? The Nine of Wands at the center is what kind of bothers me a little bit. You see the person standing there and, whew, you know, you could tell they've kind of been through it. They got a bandage on their head. It's like, I've really, you know, done a lot here. And then the Empress card comes up and the Ace of Cups. And, you know, I feel like, you know, if we're talking about romance, love, life, you know, I feel like we're looking at something new, looking for something new that is going to be a relationship that is, you know, supportive, loving, nurturing. If you feel like you were always the person who, did you feel like you had to be the nurturer in that relationship, like that you had with him?
I discovered that his belief system is horrifically dark when it comes to women. Like, we're to be a servant. We are beneath a man. And every woman has a place, like a home base, and then every woman has a purpose. And it repels me. And I can't, you know, and so, you know, either he evolves down the road or not, but I'm moving on.
Good.
I can't be with someone like that.
Yeah. You matter. You said it all when you said I matter. It's like, yes, hello.
we're just confirming what
really...
Christine already knows.
Exactly. And you know, and a lot of times that's what readings do. They just kind of, you know, it's like a second opinion, right? And here you get a second and third opinion with me and Dax, but we're all kind of the same opinion with the cards that are coming up here. I don't really see him coming back. You know, it's not impossible, but I also think it's kind of really okay if he doesn't.
Yeah, either way. I mean, I was just shocked that in 2021, it's like on the level of having a slave and, you know, it's wrong, but I can do it, so I'm doing it. And it's like, that's so messed up and it makes me really nauseous and sick, you know, disguised behind, you know, lots of masks. And it's just so, you know, I just spoke from my heart, like really spoke from my heart. And I, you know, it's just like, whatever's going to happen, I'm going to be extremely happy either way, because either you grow and you wake up and you have a change of heart, or you don't, and someone else will come in where it'll be very harmonious, you know, and
I'm leaning towards won't. And in fact, I'm going to suggest, because I got that earth sign, I'm going to say you need somebody more grounded like that, a Taurus, a Virgo, a Capricorn. You know, us air signs, because I'm an air sign too, Gemini, you know, we're a little bit, you know, we're up there. So,
I want to really enjoy this life, but I feel really strongly that I came in this incarnation to break some really abusive things that have happened in the generations. Like, with, it's like I'm healing my grandparents' story, you know, I know I would have volunteered to say, heck yeah, I'm going to come in, because we're all equal. And it's not like I'm a woman's lib or anything like that, but it's like I'm a human being. I'm not a piece of property.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, like how, you know, but the signs were there when you, when you're still and reflecting back, you know, it's what, when you're really listening to what someone's saying, it tells
mm-hmm.
the truth of who they are. So the blessing
oh,
is
yeah.
I was able to, you know,
oh,
hear
yeah.
my inner voice. I will never ignore my inner voice again.
And
you
what
know,
they do.
There were relationships that are, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What they say, but also what they do, you know, you'll know them
actions.
By their fruit. Yeah. So
yeah.
sometimes it's not what they say. Sometimes they say all the right things, but what do they actually do? And that gives you the clue.
Yeah,
but he was really sneaky.
yeah, and sometimes we see what we want to see, you know.
That's true, too.
And
see, that's true, too.
We want to give people the benefit of the doubt. We want things to work out. We see the potential. You know, there, I know so many people that, you know, can fall in love with the potential.
you
know? Yeah. And it's like if that great potential you see doesn't start manifesting, you know, you got to think like, okay, how much time am I going to give to this? Because not everybody reaches
mm-hmm.
their potential, you know.
Yeah.
So that's,
and,
that's
at least not in this lifetime.
In
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of, you know, there's beauty in the breaking and, you know, through
mm-hmm.
all the darkness, so much light. I feel
yeah.
like I was really reborn out of that. And, you know, I'm looking at Mount
yeah.
Everts here and I'm halfway
right.
up it. And, you know, hey, I'm just going to, you know, enjoy the climb and trust spirit, because when I asked a question, do you see me happier than I could, you know, ever imagine? Before I said the word, finished saying the word imagine, I heard, and then some. So,
nice.
So I'm going to
yeah.
trust spirit, because a friend said when they start talking to you, listen. And, you know, I didn't.
Yeah.
And they were right.
Yeah.
And it was like they were watching over. It's
yeah.
like a loving parent, you know, that will guide you when you're asking. But it's like, even though I don't know the details of a brand new path that I'm on,
mm-hmm.
you'll
oh,
figure it out as
lose?
You go along.
Oh, the button.
Thank
button
you.
Switched here. Okay. There we go. Well, okay. I hope that helped you out, Christina. And
yeah,
definitely.
You guys are great. I love your chemistry.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time. We got to move on to other callers, but I want to leave you with one thing is that you know, I hear you about breaking the karmic cycle, but then that it's not your responsibility to fix or change these people that you come upon
exactly.
along the way. So just throw
yeah.
that out there.
Thank you for that.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Bye, Christina.
Thank you. Many
Have
blessings.
Good weekend. Right, blessings.
Awesome. Oh, that's a great first call there. Who's been waiting the longest?
Yes.
It looks like 347. Caller 347.
Hello.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tamika. I'm calling from New York.
Tamika from New York.
Hi.
What did you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about my current job and relationship. I wanted to know if you see me going to a new job anytime soon and leaving my current job finally at all. And if you see me in my relationship at all, because I'm kind of lonely, I would love to hear too.
Mm. Lonely. Okay. Who goes first? Me, Dax? I can't remember. Oh, I think I do, right? I think so.
Yeah.
So let's take it. I'm gonna take a look at this idea of going to a new job, and do we see that happening anytime soon for you? Okay. What about a new job? Wow. You said relationship. Hey, you know, I do think an opportunity is coming up for you. Page of Pentacles, Ace of Pentacles, the Magician card, Four of Wands. Wow. This looks pretty good for a new job coming in. It might be like a month from now, something like that, when there's at least communication about it, or you find out about the opportunity, or you know, there's some type of, you know, back and forth. We, you know, need a little, it's like you need more information on an opportunity that you hear about is what that looks like to me. And do we see a relationship, right, was the other half of the question. What about a romantic relationship? Do we see anything on the horizon there? She's lonely. We all know that feeling, right? Wow. You know, I do I get the King of Pentacles that comes up here. And the Page of Pentacles comes up again. So this could clearly be somebody who's an earth sign. But I feel like, you know, when this person comes into your life, and I'm not really getting a time aspect on this, I feel like it's going to be important to, like, really get to know them before we jump into anything. So, yeah, you know, I do think there's going to be, you know, somebody coming up here, sometime this year, maybe, you know, 4 months from now. But, yeah, again, you know, nothing's really coming up in the timing position. But let's see what Dax is getting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Still there? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm here. I was just getting the cards ready here. And, you know, if things have seemed a little chaotic, that's that five energy. You're moving into six energy now because I'm getting a lot of sixes. And that is a return to balance and harmony. As far as the job, oh, yeah. I mean, I got the success card, the six of wands next to the sun card. You can't get a better combination than that. You know, it's definitely confirming you're definitely going to be able to move into something new. And following that is the death card, which is one door closes, another door opens. So, yeah, you're ending one cycle and you're beginning another cycle. It all looks really, really good for that. And then I do have someone showing up in the form of the Knight of Wands. So that's probably a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. So, that, yeah, there's people in the wings ready to come
that's
in there.
That's good to hear. With the job, I've been trying to get out of this job all winter. I've been applying to new places, and there's a company that's similar to the company I'm at now that I always wanted to work for, and they seemed receptive to me, like, about a month ago or 2 months ago. I was getting, like, replies from them and invites to interviews, and now lately when I've been applying to them, I've just been getting decline email after decline email. So I didn't know if I told you the name. If I told you the name, would you be able to pick up some blacklisted or something with this company? Because I don't know what's going on. Like, I thought that they would be the ones that I would probably eventually go to, especially by now. But it seems like something's going on with them. I mean, where no matter what position I apply for with them now, it's just decline email after decline email. Never used to be that way, like a few on their name.
No, go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, so, I don't need the name because, I mean, you know what you're talking about. You're talking about this company you've been communicating with, and now, you know, it's like you're just getting declined emails, and what's up with that? And just looking at that really quick, what is up with that? You know, I do get the Four of Pentacles here and the Three of Wands. So, like, both of those cards to me are sort of passive energy. The Four of Pentacles is like when we're maintaining the way things are right now. We're holding on to how things are. Three of Wands, that's like the card of the observer. That's like assessment. So it seems to me that maybe they are just like putting the brakes on things and saying, like, okay, wait, we're in a holding pattern right now. There may be some reconfiguration or some other things going on there, but it doesn't look to me like it's about you personally. Okay. So I don't feel like, you know, you've been blacklisted or anything. I feel like they're just like kind of put the brakes on for some reason as far as, you know, bringing new people in. That could be an aspect, the reassessing how things are going. But let's see what is, Dax, did you pull cards on this too?
Yeah, you know, but I don't even need the cards because in these kind of situations, you know, one of the issues, one of the problems of being too focused on a particular company is that you're not allowing the universe to bring something even better, you know. And so there's a danger with focusing in too much, especially if it's not really, you're not making headway with it. And, yeah, there's some stuff going on behind the scenes that isn't quite clear with the Moon card and the Hierophant showing up, you know, and the King of Cups. And, you know, it's the powers that be. You know, I definitely don't think it's anything personal, you know, like that. And then the Ace of Wands is the main focus here. So with the Ace of Wands being the main focus card, you know, that's what you want to be focusing on. You want to be focusing on not a particular company, but a new opportunity and the particulars around that new opportunity. How do you want to be working? What is it going to be like? Focus in on what you want to draw in and not on a particular company or the lack, because it's not even conscious sometimes. It's subconscious. We slip into lack mentality. It's like I've been applying at the same company and, you know, now I'm not even getting responses, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, you're too focused on that, and then the universe is listening always, and it's like, oh, well, Tamika wants more of that, so we're going to give her more of that. So you just need to make a shift and focus in on what you want and be as crystal clear about what you want without it being a, you know, this exact job, this exact company. Instead, how do you want your work experience to be? What's all the details? Take out a piece of paper, write down every adjective you can.
How do you want to feel?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to work every day, that kind of thing.
What's going to be emotionally satisfying, yeah.
I was hoping the company that I want to leave now, when I first got involved with them, as far as like accepting the position, I saw they had locations in Florida, and I really want to move to Florida. So I got a job with them, you know, thinking, all right, I could transfer to Florida. But now it seems like they won't. That'll never happen. Like, I try to even go other departments in the building, like transfer out of my department, because my department's kind of like an ER, so it's crazy. So I just wanted to go someplace maybe like a little bit more steady, and hopefully eventually travel to Florida from them. And they just are like, they won't let you like progress. Even my manager said in the building I work in, no one really moves up there. So now I'm like, okay, I guess I don't even know how I'm going to get to Florida, but I just want to get a job where I can go, like, finally leave New York and move to Florida. And I don't even know how that's going to occur now. But it's kind of like I'm starting
to scratch. You don't need to know the how. You don't see, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. We focus too much on how's that going to happen. Don't focus in on the how. Focus in on the what. It goes back to what I was just saying. You just add that to your list. Okay, in Florida, the type of work, what it's going to feel like, what it's going to look like, sound like, smell like, taste like. Put in all the senses. You know, just get a crystal clear picture of that, and you want it to be in Florida, add that in, you know, and you just got to put that out to the universe and let it manifest instead of, oh, well, it has to happen with this company I'm with now, or I have to move to this other company, and then that company, I'm going to be able to get to Florida. You're worried too much about the how, you're not focusing in on the what, and so you're getting too much focus on the lack. And so that's how the universe works. That's how the law of attraction works. Doesn't make judgment. It just looks at what you are thinking, putting your focus on, and it's going to bring you more of that.
At least you have the where, you know? Yeah, we know.
Yeah, at
Florida.
Least you have the where. Yeah.
Yeah, wanting to find something I can support myself on down there.
Yeah.
Like,
Focus in on that, you know, and other companies, and not necessarily even in the same ballpark of what you're doing now. It could be something completely different. I mean, especially, like I said, at the end I got the death card, which is literally complete ending of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. It could be a completely new thing. Well, I hope that helps you out.
Information.
We got to move on. Yeah, we can only do one question, and because there's a lot of other people waiting. So
okay,
I hope that helps
calling,
out.
Though, and
but
call
thanks
back
for calling.
And, you know, do another episode of our show and let us know how you're doing.
That's right. And, of course, you can call in tomorrow. Sharona will be here on Sunday. And you can get guidance from Catherine on Wednesday. And I'll be on with Dr. Rose on Friday. We'll be back on Saturday. Or you'll be back on Saturday.
I'll be back on Saturday. We could throw some crystals at this and see what happens on Saturday.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. All righty. So let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 310. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vince. I'm in New York.
310, and you're in New York. How are you?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Opposite
what do you want
to
talk about
today? I used to live in LA, and my wife got sick, and reluctantly we had to move to New York because she wanted to be close to family. So, and I despise every second of it.
I used to live in LA too. I miss it.
Yeah, I do too. If it was up to me, I'd be back on the first plane out there right now. So, but anyway, I'm calling because I have a couple of issues. I was fired from my job back in 2nd of February because they blamed me for something I didn't do. The lawyers refused to file arbitration on my behalf because I was outspoken against Teamsters. I can't stand them. And anyway, in fact, they tried to get me fired at one time because I wanted separation from them. But anyway, so I've been looking for a lawyer to see if I have any legal case to sue them, and I haven't found anybody. I did talk to one lawyer, pay the retainer, but they said they're willing to file, but they want a $5,000 retainer. So my question is this, that if I go ahead with it, will I win, or is it a moot point and I should just leave it and move on?
Yeah, I mean, in the cards it's talking about massive delays and just the whole thing is overburdening. You're not going to end up with what you're actually seeking, even if you get a positive outcome to a case. You know, that's what's showing up in the cards for me. There's just too much, and yeah, it's not looking too good. As far as that goes, yeah, I would take all that energy, and you definitely don't want to spend money on this. I mean, you know, it's like you're not really going to get the compensation you think you might get, and a better use of your time, energy, money, resources is, you know, just focusing on the future and what you really want. And attract that in, just like with our last caller. It's the same thing. That's where your attention should be and your efforts, rather than being, you know, bogged down by this. Because I could see this, you know, basically bogging you down for months showing up here.
Right.
Yeah, so it's totally not worth it. It really isn't, because you can manifest what you actually want. And so you should be focusing on, okay, where do I go from here? And, you know, what do I really want? And make a crystal clear image of that instead. Let's see if Mary's got any words of wisdom. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, the first card I got was the Five of Cups. You know, that's a kind of disappointment, you know. And the other thing about the Five of Cups is, like, you know, we call it the card of spilt milk. Like, don't cry over spilt milk. It's saying that, like, you know, don't get so caught up in this situation that, you know, didn't turn out right. at all. And it was just like there were things about that job that weren't so great anyways, is what this looks like. Maybe the people you dealt with, that kind of thing. And then we have the two ones, you know, and it's saying, like, look, you're kind of at a crossroads right now. It's time to make a choice. If you make the choice, followed by the cherry card, to go forward with some positive energy, you know, we end up with the Six of Pentacles. Now, the Six of Pentacles is a terrific card. You know, that's a card of gain, a card of prosperity. And also, you know, it's about getting energized. You know, it's a card of generosity. The other thing that comes up here that's kind of interesting is the Queen of Wands. So I feel like let's put the focus on moving ahead, moving forward. And there may be, you know, just kind of a, with the next job that comes your way, it could be a woman. It doesn't have to be a woman. But that energy of the Queen of Wands is great because it's a card of, like, being able to adapt, you know, and really being mm-hmm. able to, like, put the energy focus where we need it to be. So I feel like if you can let go of this, that you're going to be better off, and that there's, you know, definitely, you know, brighter things ahead as on the job front. If you can walk away from this and just say, okay, you know, I'm not going to cry over the spilt milk, and I'm going to get my energy together, and I'm going to look for something that's really where I feel appreciated. That's the thing about the Six of Pentacles. Somebody gives us a chance. Somebody appreciates mm-hmm. what we bring to the table. All of those good things. So that's what I'm getting.
Well, I got something on that. Hold on just
okay,
a second. I just want to kind of add to what Mary was just saying, because she got that Queen of Wands, and Wands is that fire energy. It's following your passions. There's also an element of independence with the Queen of Wands. And so I just get this, you know, feeling that that's where you should be putting your focus is, you know, what are you really passionate about and want to do with your life, and not be focused on all this stuff from the past. What were you going to say, Vince, or ask?
Well, I was going to say that that what I want is, in order to get what I want, I'd have to be in L.A., and it's not going to happen anytime soon. Because my desire was always in the acting industry. So I'm 61 now, so it's to be an acting and writer, and it's not going to happen unless I'm in L.A.
You're in
New
York,
right? Yeah, I live in the middle of nowhere, there's just nothing going on, you know, here at all.
Right. Got to create the
opportunities. So now, I know, but now I am starting a new job. I had two jobs that I was supposed to start on Monday, and one was a really good company with okay pay for now, and it would take a year for me to get up to full pay, which would be pretty good, adequate pay. But the other one is very good pay. And it's also a huge company, too, with great benefits and everything. So I chose the one with better pay. It's a further drive for me. So I'm wondering to see if I made the right choice and if this job is actually going to work out and I'll be able to keep it.
Did you make the right choice taking that one? Let me just look at that.
I just pulled one card, Mary, and got the Nine of Cups. I mean,
yeah,
the wish comes true card.
There you go. And I get Yeah, I get the Ace of Pentacles. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
I think,
okay.
Right? Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
You made the right choice for sure on that one. Well, thanks for calling in, Vince.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
And get creative. That wants energy
yeah.
you're talking about. That's creativity. And it's like, I get it. I get the whole, I've got to be in L.A. or I've got to be in the city for the entertainment industry. I worked in the entertainment industry for years. You make your own opportunities no matter
right.
where you're at. Get your energy going.
Yeah.
Create.
That's that, you know, lack thing in the subconscious that I was talking about. I got dealing as Vince was talking about that. You know, that's where his real passion is. And so,
yeah,
the physical situation, the logistics might not be perfect right now, but that doesn't mean you can't still reach out. You know, we've got this thing called the internet now and telephones, you know, and you're in New York, you know, you can go to the city, you know, you can travel to LA and back, you know, you can do writing where you are. You don't have to be there to do writing. You can get creative. You can, you know, seek out an acting gig and do it.
Put yourself on YouTube, create your own reel and put it on YouTube, you know, pull scenes from you know, plays and movies that you like and do your version of it. Let people be able to find you.
There's so many ways to be creative and to do stuff like that. Yeah. Focus in on your passions. I really think that's why that, you know, Queen of Wands showed up and, you know, being independent and really going after it, you know, kind of thing. And if you think about the entertainment industry is all about that. You know, you've got to go for what you want. No one's going to hand it to you.
That helps. But, thanks for calling. Don't give up. You know, make it happen.
Okay. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Area code 917. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, my name is Tim. I'm calling from New York as well.
New York.
Wow.
It's a New York day. New York kind of day. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, yes. So, like so many of the other callers, I want to talk about just what spirit sees or what cards say about me bringing in some new opportunities, some new abundance, trying to pivot to something else from what I'm doing. So I'm not exactly sure what. I just know that my personality has some creativity, and currently what I'm doing is nothing creative. So like you guys are speaking of, the law of attraction, I'm trying to just, without knowing exactly what it is, just trying to concentrate on how it would feel or what I would like to have it feel like. And between that, asking my guides and my angels, try to do some grounding every day. Feeling on the right path.
Great.
Curious what the cards say or if you have any tips for me.
Wow.
It's your turn to go first, Mary, if you want.
Wow. I'm so excited. You know, it's like 1, 2, 3. Those are the cards that I have. 1, 2, 3. You know, it's like the Empress is the central focus card. That's all about creativity and growth. And right next to the interest, right after the Empress, actually, and the outcome is the Magician card, manifesting. Three of Pentacles, got the Three of Wands. It's like all these threes and overlooking everything is the Two of Pentacles. So we're talking about multitasking here, you know. You're doing all of these good things. You've got this great energy that I could just feel through the phone here. And the Two of Pentacles, you know, talking about multitasking, talking about like you don't just sit around, right? You know, you don't have to. I mean, my gosh, creativity. You know, creativity happens. You know, with where we are, or you know, just what's around us or what's within us. You know, our ideas, coming up with ideas, is creative. You know, just you're being creative, and just keep being creative while you're, you know, paying the bills, right? Keeping the roof over the head, all of that stuff. I think that you got some good stuff going. You've got this good energy pushing, you know, great things to manifest. Here's what this looks like. And the Three of Wands underneath the Empress and that Three of Pentacles, all these threes, it's just kind of mind-blowing, is really kind of interesting to me, because I do think that the Three of Wands often, you know, we call it the card of the observer, so watching what's going on around you, listening is part of that, but also, you know, sort of assessing, okay, you know, it doesn't hurt to now and then, and think like, okay, you know, now what is it as I'm juggling, do you feel like you're juggling things? Because there's another thing that comes up with the Two of Pentacles. As I'm juggling, what's really working for me and what isn't working for me? And if I'm doing something that's not working for me, why am I doing it? You know, is there a good reason or not? You know, drop the dead weight if there's dead weight.
Oh, definitely.
And let's see what Dax gets.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, Mary. It just fits in so synchronistically, perfectly with what you're talking about, what I'm getting here. The central focus is the Hermit card. And taking time to figure this out, it's card number 9. Remember, it's the 27th. 2 + 7 = 9. I talked about that in the beginning of the show. It's a really good day to do just what Mary just said. You know, to be the hermit and, you know, take a step back. It's another one of those cards about thinking outside of the box and really looking at what's working, what's serving you. In the beginning, you mentioned about something, a project or something on the back burner. You know, you got to make room. You got to let go of all of this stuff. And then you're going to be able to make headway. There's a couple of other clues showing up here, too. First of all, I just want to mention I got the Sun card. You get the Sun card. You can't get a better card than the Sun card in tarot. And you're going to be able to manifest what it is you want. But you got to get really clear on that. And the – uh-oh, getting a lot of background noise on Tim's line there. Let's put Tim's line on hold for a second here. So I got the – Mary, I got that Queen of Wands again.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah, it's about being independent and following your passions. You've got to get really clear on what you really are passionate about and follow those dreams, you know, go in that direction. And it's, you know, maintaining your independence. You know, this is, you should be doing it on your own, whatever it is, okay? This is your baby, right? And another clue comes in the form of the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Coins, and that's when the new opportunity is going to show up. You know, after you go through the process of the Hermit, let go of everything that's no longer serving you. Queen of Wands, get crystal clear about, you know, what's my real passions? What do I really want to be doing? What do I really want to manifest? And then you're going to be able to manifest it. The new opportunity comes in with the Ace of Coins. Now, in the Waitsmith card, we're, you know, we got this coin coming out of a cloud, a hand reaching out, offering it, okay? And it's in the middle of this lush garden. There's a pathway out of the garden through an arched pass-through in the hedge, you know, kind of thing. And beyond the garden, it's more desolate, but the peaks, the goal that you're looking at getting to is outside of the garden. So this is another card about A, thinking outside the box, and B, stepping out of your comfort zone. The only way anybody ever makes progress, reaches their goals, it always requires getting out of your comfort zone, and then your comfort zone expands to engulf that goal then. It gets bigger. And then every time you want to grow in order for it to grow. So those are the clues coming through on what to do here in the cards. I hope that helped you out, Tim. To bring Tim back on here.
Yes, it most certainly did. I really appreciate you both. I will keep working. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there. So 5 minutes before the bottom of the hour. Do you want to take one more call, or what do you think, Mary?
One more call. Why not?
One more call. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? And remember, if we don't get to your call today, write down the phone number, 714-816-4628. You'll be able to get to the chat post, the same URL, psychytalk.net/chat. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Sharona, who is in New York City, will be doing her fabulous Magic Universe show. She's going to be talking about the magic of angel colors, but she's going to be taking your calls too. So if you want to get a mini reading or some angel Reiki with Sharona, call in tomorrow. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like area code 518. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from? 518. I'm going to put them back on hold because it sounds to me like they're hearing us in delay. So let's jump to the next caller that's been waiting the longest, area code 630. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Lisa, and I'm calling from Illinois. I just had one question. What do you see this year for me, like with a move? I don't know. It just doesn't seem to
be
happening, you know.
You're moving or want to move?
I want to move, you know. I wanted to buy a bigger place, and, you know, I've been looking, and the inventory is so low, and, oh, my God, the things I'm looking at are, like, horrible. Like, for the price that I'm in, like, double the price, and they're horrible. So I don't know, you know, I'm kind of feeling maybe that this isn't the time for a move. And I actually wanted to move out west, but like health-wise I can't because of my insurance. It's really, really good here. And I go to hospital for follow-up. And, you know, it's just really good here in Illinois. So I'm in a PPO and they don't have that out west where I want to move. So I'm wondering if maybe I just need to put this on hold. I'm newly retired. I mean, post-COVID now, I have to start, you know, getting out. But maybe when, you know, you're 65 and you're on Medicare in a few years, maybe that's the time for me. I don't know. You know, I feel like jinxed with the move. This has been going on for 2-3 years.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. And what I'm getting in the
I looked before COVID, then I stopped for a year and a half, say about a year and a half where I've actually been looking, you know?
Yeah, we won't count that. Yeah. I'm totally seeing in the cars the disillusionment over, you know, what's available now. It's like showing, oh my God, yeah. I'm totally seeing that. One thing that the little bit of advice coming through here is that, you know, if you do get to the point where you're finding some properties you like, that the tarot is saying you really need to go with your gut instincts on these. You know, how do you feel when you view the property? So, you know, that has nothing to do with what you're doing now or what you should do or anything like that. I just wanted to throw that out because it was coming through very clear that you really need to listen to your intuition on this. As far as the whole thing, though, it's going very, very slow going. But it's indicating progress. I mean, extremely slow progress. But it's like the goal is there, and you're moving towards it, but at a very, very, very slow pace. And it doesn't, you know, timing-wise, it doesn't look like anything in the market is going to break free for at least 3 months, you know. And I have to agree with you. Talk about checking with your gut instinct. I have to agree with what you've been saying, because your gut is already telling you that, well, maybe this isn't the right time. Yeah, you know, there is no rush. This is not the right time, really, on this. And take your time over the next few months, and something's going to shake free after about 3 months from now is what I'm getting. Mary, what are you getting?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm getting summertime. Summertime's the time to start looking again. Five of Cups comes up. It's a card of disappointment, that same, you know, kind of disappointment that you felt so far in what you've been looking at, you know, as far as what's available. But I feel like, you know, wait till like July, August, you know, this is the summertime is what I'm getting with this, with the sun card in the end after feeling all that disappointment. So I feel like, you know, table it for now. You know, use that great insurance that you have while you're there and then revisit it again. You know, is there
well,
any reason?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be staying in the state of where I am, but do you see the area where I want to move? It's where I grew up. Do you think that I'll find it there? It's about 45 minutes away from where I live. Like, I live in a western suburb, but it's like the North Shore, and it's kind of like, it's a lot like nicer. I mean, it's nice where I live, but it's really, really, you know, like nice near the beach. Or do you think I'm going to have to move a little northwest? I guess that's what I wonder because, like, for what I want, do you think I'm going to have to move, like, farther away from the lake, like more northwest versus just north suburbs?
North versus northwest. That's an interesting question.
Well, the north is closer, you know, towards where I lived and where I'd want to be. But northwest is a little farther to get downtown Chicago, you know, where there's a lot of activities and, you know, symphony and art and, you know, hospital that I
things to do.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do things that much, but like medical appointments and then the same day I'd go to the Art Institute or, you know, that kind of thing. I'm really going to hang around the suburbs more. I just want to be out in nature, relax, work out for 2 hours a day. I just retired after working 40 years.
Yeah.
So, like, do you think north, where I want to be,
okay,
or am I going to have to expand my search to northwest?
I got no. Let's back up, Lisa. Okay, I'm pulling cards on both. Let me tell you what's going on here. Okay, first of all, I did want to mention something from my previous spread that you know, there's going to be competition, but you know, after that 3 month period when we get into summer and what Mary was talking about, you're actually going to end up with it, at least what I'm seeing here is actually more choices. You're going to be actually not sure what to go with. It's going to be so good, but I take you back to that little tidbit that was coming through, that advice that you really got to listen to your gut instinct when you look at these properties. Now, when we look at the north versus the northwest, you know, right off the bat, the northwest, I get the tower card. Yeah, you are not going to be happy.
Interesting. Okay. It's a little bit like farther out and it's not as sophisticated.
Right. And then for
here's a
clue coming through is for the north, I get the Knight of Swords. So this person is rushing into what they want. They have a singular thought or idea. They have that sword in their hand. Swords are thoughts and ideas. They have one sword, one idea, focused, rushing in, galloping towards it. So that's what you need to do is you need to go for what you want, not for, well, you know, if I expand my search, maybe more things will. No, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you know, forget about all the other areas and just focus in on the area you really want. And that is when then things will start to break free in 3 months. What about you, Mary? Anything,
okay.
Any
just,
ideas?
Yeah, just relax now about it, like for the next couple of months, I get you.
Yeah, I'm getting essentially the same thing. You know, it's north looks better. The Wheel of Fortune comes up. The Hierophant card, the Chariot card. It's just like saying, like, go, go, go. You know, like, yes, yes, yes. I feel like exactly what Dax is saying. The cards are kind of confirming it here.
Okay, yeah, and like in the real estate, y'all use better. So that, like, after I turn 65, if I decide to move to Arizona later, like, I'll make money off of my property. You know what I mean? Like, I want to make it like an investment because I might move. I mean, once I have, like, Medicare, I can go anywhere. But, like, right now in Arizona, like, the insurance isn't real good, and it just wouldn't be possible for me to take care of myself properly. It could be, you know, disastrous. You know, I'm not going to go through medical hoops to get things done and to get a test.
Right.
You know, and you don't have the great doctors. But, you know, once, like, Like, aww. It's interesting because I met this woman when I was downtown at this really, you know, famous hospital I go to for follow-up, and she, like, flies in from L.A. And I'm like, yeah, you can do that. People do that. They fly in for appointments once a year or whatever. So, like, I think I'm hoping, actually, that I get this other move down the line and I can start going to Arizona in the winter and check it out because I really love Scottsdale, and I feel like it'll take me 3-4 years. I have to be very careful and, like, go there in the winter. I've been there about 4 times, mm-hmm. but go there in the summer and then, like, really, like, explore if you'd want to live there because I can't afford 2 properties. But if I make one move,
Scottsdale's terrific.
You know, Yeah, but you know, if I make this first move, if I make money here in Chicago, then I won't feel bad. Like, I could just move again in 4 or 5 years, and it's really not a big deal, you know.
You pretty much got this figured out. It's just the timing mm-hmm. of it, you know, when's the time to move. So I think, you know.
Okay. Do you think eventually I won't stay here and I'll move out west or maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I was just playing around pulling cards. You're definitely going to be moving out here. I'm in Arizona, and I definitely
you are?
See you coming. Yeah, I'm in Tucson, and I definitely see you coming out west for sure. It's just going to be a while.
Do you
while,
like
though.
It a lot? Do you like it? Do you like it in Tucson?
It's wonderful. I love it. The cost of living is so low and.
I went to visit Dax in Tucson, and I love it just from visiting it.
That's so nice. Okay. Well, I really do appreciate your reading today. I really wish
mm-hmm.
you guys the best. Thank you.
Now you're going to have
so
to call back, you know, call back and let us know what happened. You know, I got a feeling that Lisa's going to call back, you know, in September or something and say, guess what? I got this house. It was exactly what I had envisioned. Right there on the lake, you know, you got to go for what you actually want, you know. And what holds us back from getting, and it's a thread that's been going through all of these calls, if you notice, that what holds us back is we get scattered. We put our attention, well, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should go over here. Maybe, you know, and instead of actually focusing on what we really want, what our passion really is, and going for that. Yeah. Wow, great show.
Sometimes we get, I think so too. And I feel like sometimes, you know, we get discouraged too easily that we let go of what we want. And, you know, then we get all weird and scattered like you were talking about. But, yeah, terrific show. Thanks to all our callers and people listening in archive later and in the chat room and... We wouldn't have a show without all you guys.
Awesome sauce. Bye, everybody. Thanks for being here, Mary.
Thank you, Dax. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Mary Ellis.